Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
Okay, I just left the hotel. I think a good place to start would be to see if there's a library. Junyi was looking for something, so I assume that'd be the right place to start researching.
Sumimasen.
Excuse me. You're really close. Can you not?
Oh, English. So you're a tourist.
Is there a problem with that?
Well, depends on what you think a problem is, but I'd recommend you put on that mask you got there.
Thanks, but I'll decide on my own. Bye.
Wait, do you need help getting around? I could show you the town if you'd like, but really, I think you should put the mask on.
No, thank you. I'm fine on my own.
You don't understand. I'm trying to help you.
I'm so excited for you guys to meet Sam.
Great, so things are working out well then.
Yeah. Well, that's a good word for it. He said I was asking for too much last time.
I mean, if you weren't, I think something was wrong.
I'm doing better.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, where's the vote of confidence?
That's strange. I thought Sam would beat us here.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm supposed to be the late one.
Sam, glorified.
Let me check my messages. What? Oh, I can't believe him.
Oh, did he cancel?
Yeah, super last minute too. What are we going to do now?
Oh no! Well, the park should be safer now regardless, right? And we came all this way. We might as well see some creatures.
You're just happy you don't have to meet Sam yet.
Oh, I work up to things, okay?
Well, how about over there? There's a cave further downstream that we haven't seen yet. Do we want to go check that out?
Sure. What kind of creature do you think we'll meet in a cave? I'm down for anything, but, like, there's no bugs, right? No. There's no bugs. Right? Dog? Why are you walking?
Oh
dog?
My God. Dog,
right?
Why are we looking for bugs now? You know that's, like, the top 15 reasons why I want to go to space.
How do you know there aren't, like, space bugs out there or something?
La 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 la. Space is filled with cool things like rocks and aliens.
Rocks are cool?
Focus!
Space bugs.
While I understand the consensus on the likability of bugs, the creature we're looking for isn't exactly a bug, but he is an arachnid.
Space bugs.
No!
Oh, sorry.
Now then, it looks like we're here, so we might as well go in. Adventure ho!
Adventure!
My bugs, though.
I don't like spiders either, but okay. So, dog, what creature is in this nice and dark and cold and scary and probably bug-filled cave?
Well, there's one of the most famous spiders from West Africa, Anansi.
How famous can a spider be?
Well, actually, he has a very interesting story. He's one of the few legends that has traveled across the continents to be with his people. It's thanks to his webs and his stories of overcoming obstacles that he's been able to help people survive, especially during the transatlantic slave trade.
Oh. Well, now I feel bad for freaking out. He sounds like a great guy.
Yes, there are many tales about him. Some good, some bad, but he has helped spread stories and knowledge to people all over the world.
Why is he a spider of all things, though? You think he's something you'd think? Someone like that would be bigger, like a dragon or lion, or at least not a bug.
That's kind of the whole point. You don't need to be some grand beast or superhero to save the day. You can just use your brains.
Oh, so he's like a bookworm?
But oh, Drew.
Thank you. I will be here all day, all week, and hopefully for a couple of years.
Huh, well, you're actually not wrong. He is considered to be a god of wisdom.
Yes! Drew is right!
Wait. He's a god? Hold on, is it just me or does Dog keep looking for gods?
Yeah, we tried to find another god of wisdom the first time around. Dog? What's going on here? Why are you looking for them?
I mean, they're gods. Don't you guys want to meet them too? I have so many questions I want answered.
Dog, that's what the internet is for.
You can't find everything online.
Wait a second. Are you the one that's been buying premium dog food on my account? Thought that was Mom the whole time.
Listen, if I have to eat dog food, I'm going to order the best dog food.
I guess that's fair.
Okay, hold on, though. Dog, you know you can just talk to us if you have a problem or anything, right?
Of course. Don't worry, this is just pure curiosity. I've heard you can meet gods here, and yet all my time in the park, I've yet to meet one.
Okay. So, tell us more about Anansi. Ooh, what is this?
Hey, watch it!
Anansi! Oh my god, I didn't think we'd actually meet.
Oh, how lovely. He really is a spider.
Yes, well, if that's it, I need to hurry along now and do god things. Shoo.
Wait, no. I'm sorry about the spider comment. But a dog really has a question for you.
Okay. How about this? The truth is, I'm looking for my sons. If you bring all four to me, we can have a nice chat.
What? But how are we going to find all of your sons?
Hey! I had to bring a tiger, a python, and a jar of hornets to my dad. This is nothing compared to that.
Why'd you have to do that?
Ah, this was an old story. The sky god refused to share stories with the people. So I had to challenge that stubborn father of mine with a bet to capture those animals. He foolishly couldn't believe that I would actually do it. But with a few tricks up my sleeve, I was able to capture animals big and small, just like that. And because of that, I am also the god of stories. Now, as you can see, I am a multifaceted god whose stories give people strength and laughter. Do you see now what I mean when I say I am busy? Especially when my people are scattered all over the world.
Oh, of course. I didn't even know gods could travel before all of this. I guess we have no choice then, right? We'll look for your children.
Yeah, of course. Just to double check. They're also spiders, right?
What else would they be?
Literally anything goes in mythology.
Right you are, my child. Well, off you go then. I'll be here when you find them.
Ooh, it's getting colder the deeper we go. Also, was it just me, or did it seem like Anansi really didn't want to talk to us?
I think it was because of the lion dogs. Even though there's nothing wrong with them.
Let's just try and figure this out quickly.
Do you already have a plan, Dog?
Yes, there's the story of one of his sons, Nakuma. There is this one time some humans had wronged Anansi, so he decided that he would punish all of mankind.
I will hide away all the knowledge in the world.
That's pretty messed up to punish everyone for a few people's mistakes.
Gods have punished more for less. Anyways, Anansi put all of the knowledge into a pot and planned to hide it away up in a tree where no one could find it, not knowing that his son had followed him the entire time.
This is the perfect spot. No one will ever find this small but rather heavy pot.
When Anansi got to the tree, he ran into a problem.
He tied the pot so that it was in front of him, but because of that, every time he tried to push it forward, the weight would push back.
Ooh, this pot is heavier than I thought.
So, after seeing his father try and try again to no avail, Ikuma became frustrated that his father couldn't see the simple solution to his problem, and finally gave away his hiding spot. He started yelling, "Tie the pot behind you!" However, because he was surprised to see his son there, Anansi once again fell from the tree, causing the pot to break and for knowledge to pour back out into the world.
What a cheeky brat.
Oh, okay. I see. So we gotta look like we're stuck in a situation that we can't get out of. And maybe that'll draw his children out with their thirst to fix things?
It's worth a shot, right?
Okay, so what situation are we in at the moment?
Are you still cold, Alina?
Oh my god, a fire would be really nice right now.
Let's do that then. That can be our situation.
With what? Everything's damp here?
That's the whole point, June. We're pretending to be stuck, so the spiders will get curious and come out.
Oh, okay. Right. Wow, it sure is cold in here. Brr.
Wow, yeah. Oh no, if only we could figure out how to make fire in this cave.
Look, I see some twigs. Maybe we can create...
Are you guys having a camping trip? Here?
Where did you pop up from?
I'm just exploring. Although, if you wanted to camp, I suggest going to the fields. The stars are great at night.
Oh, what? We definitely have to do that. I love space.
Focus, June. We're helping Anansi find his kids?
Mm-hmm. Anansi. Did we see him?
No.
Who was that? You guys heard that too, right? It wasn't just me?
Shh, it's the Jin. I want to hear what he's saying.
My Jin says his presence has disappeared. Anansi is already gone.
What? But he said he'd talk to us.
Well, I hate to break it to everyone, but you're probably just wasting your time.
No, you don't understand. He's the first god to have appeared, Jessica. He must know what to do.
Okay, dog, we can come back another time.
Is that why you came to find him? Anansi doesn't have answers for you, dog. It's not his problem. Just leave it alone and stop sticking your nose in other people's business.
Just because you know this way is much better than trusting a djinn.
Well, since you know everything, I guess I'll just leave then. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Wait, it's not like that. Please, I'm just trying to help.
There's nothing to help, dog. Run along and live your life as the cute little creature.
Wait, Jessica, don't go!
Dog? Is everything okay?
I couldn't help but overhear.
Anansi, where did you go?
Listen, that Jessica girl is too crazy for even me.
Were you really not going to answer any of our questions?
Child, you are dealing with not just any god, but a trickster. I am not always the hero in the stories.
Unbelievable. So you were just going to leave us there? What if we actually caught your children?
I knew you'd probably let them go after a while.
No, you have to help us. I've heard your stories. Yes, you're a bit selfish and spiteful, but you help people. So please, help us too. For Dog?
Alas, but I'm afraid Jessica is correct. This is not a matter gods can handle. Only humans.
What are you talking about? How could there ever be a situation where gods can't do something, but humans can?
A situation that was human-made.
No offense. We're in a park full of mythical creatures. This situation that we're in doesn't really seem like a human-made problem.
And yet, all creatures were made by humans. Do you understand now?
No, I am so lost.
I'm sorry, little Martian. Any answers you hear will not be the ones you want. Goodbye, and good luck.
Wait, but you didn't explain anything. We're still confused.
So there's nothing I can do?
What? listening to? What is going on? Gods are real and almighty, but they are also made-up stories created by humans. So who really has all the powers? This is making my head hurt. At least I finally made it to the library after I got away from that creep. So maybe I should look into some mythology research myself? Or philosophy? Which one makes more sense? Oh, but I also have to look into what Junyi could possibly be looking for in this town. Ugh, what do I do first?
Well, any creatures here that can help us?
It's exceptionally quiet tonight. Perhaps we need to try a different approach. I fear everyone here is already wary of us.
As they should be. But what now? I can't give up here.
Perhaps the other children know something? They seem to have caught up with the situation rather quickly.
Yes, they did seem like they knew something, didn't they? We should have said something before. How quickly would you be able to find them?
With fire? Easily. Without, it will take a little longer. But hearing how loud they are, not much longer.
Great. They seem to enjoy your powers, so why don't we give them a show?
Whatever you wish.
Oh, I'm so glad we're a team, Ginny.
Whatever you wish.